the Archibald, you know, is the portraiture, the portrait prize. The win is landscapes. Sulman's kind of exciting because I call it a bit of a catch-all. It's the best subject painting, genre painting, or mural project by an Australian artist. And last week, the finalists were announced, and the National Art School here in Sydney had three students make the finalist list for the Sulman Prize. And the finalists this year are a riot of colour, and it's no surprise because the guest judge is Sydney artist Joan Ross, and she's kind of known for her pops of fluoro in her work. But of the finalists, like I said, the National Art School had three students, and one of those students is joining us this morning, Sophie Victoria, to talk about making the finalist list for the Sulmans. Sophie, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Oh, it just feels like a big dream. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, no, it's wonderful to have you on. Now, when you found out you were a finalist and you saw that some of the other national art schools, like, are you guys all friends? Did you all message each other?
Yeah, So we kind of knew for a little while, and I was kind of, you know, like, had this big secret for about a month and going, oh my God, like, nobody knows. And then when I saw the finalist list and I saw Brody and I saw Gigi and even like Les Rice and Rodney, who are both teachers at the National Art School, I just was like, wow, okay, it's going to be a big party.
That is awesome. Now, tell us, your work's really fascinating because I think I probably described it really poorly before, but tell us a little bit about the construction of your work.
Well, my work is, it's an abstract painting that is wrapped in a iridescent or holographic vinyl. And what that does, what the iridescence does is it changes the perception of the painting that is peeping through underneath it. And the painting that's underneath it is actually painted in like fluorescent paint. So it not only like refracts and interferes and absorbs light, but it also kind of, I've been learning about this in art school, but fluorescent paint absorbs ultraviolet light and then emits luminosity from its surface, meaning that it actually becomes luminous itself.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah, really fascinating stuff.
How did you come up with the idea to wrap the painting? Because, you know, obviously to create an abstract work, that's one level of creativity. But then to go, actually, I'm going to put this like fancy vinyl stuff over the top. That's a whole nother level.
Well, my practice is like, it's very material led or practice led. And I was just, okay, I'll go back right to the beginning. It was quite a process that I was really fascinated with, like, precious, semi-precious metals and how they actually, using different kinds of treatments, they become iridescent themselves. So, like, I used copper and oxyacetylene, and, you know, titanium can use it's electrochemistry to make these sort of really colourful surfaces.
Yep.
And then I had this Kmart bag and it was made of this stuff, and I stuck it to my studio wall, and I kind of just had it sitting there for a while, and it was this beautiful object that was just really nice to look at, and everyone was like, what is that? And I'm like, I can't tell you, but like, I knew in the back of my head it was a bag.
You're like, it's a Kmart bag. I don't want to tell you, but it's a Kmart bag.
I'd obviously, you know, aesthetically kind of pushed it around and made it look nice. And then I thought to myself, oh, I wonder if I can get like more of this stuff. And so I went online to Etsy, and it's actually really hard to find this fabric in meter by meter in Australia. And I found one Etsy store which did it by like 5 meter lots.
Oh,
and
wow.
They went, and then during COVID, because we were doing all of this during COVID,
yes,
and it was really difficult, they went out of business. And so I was like, shit.
Did you like quickly put in a massive order to buy anything that they had?
No, I actually then outsourced overseas and I've now got a supplier overseas.
Oh,
so,
cool.
But that still was very hard to find.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was just like like it was definitely I was working with the material that I had in front of me. And one thing led to another, and then it arrived at this kind of me wrapping these paintings and then experimenting with the light that was kind of coming in and out of the painting.
It's a really stunning work. It's quite a big work. I can imagine it was quite a physical process wrapping it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I had a really big one at my graduation show. Yes. That's the biggest one I've done to date. It's 2.1 meters by 2.1. And I needed assistance.
Of course you did, because it's huge. And
all of me. But yeah, I needed like ladders. I need somebody to help me keep it up while I, you know, wrapped it. It's quite a laborious process to wrap the paintings. After I honestly get to the end of the day wrapping, and I feel like I need a beer. Like it's just very, you know, like a 3 o'clock beer with all the tradies.
Yes, very physical.
Very, very physical.
Oh my goodness. Well, Sophie, you're studying your master's now. You're into the first year of your master's. You graduated from your Bachelor of Fine Arts last year.
Yeah.
We wish you all the best. I know there's a big fancy artist's dinner this week where you're going to rub shoulders with all of these amazing artists, and you're now in that crew. So just
I know, it doesn't
feel real. Yeah, enjoy the ride. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you so much.